Thousands of South Australian women experience domestic violence every year, with an alarming amount of cases being responded to only after someone has been hurt. Shelter SA has brought together a team of South Australians to look at what works in preventing domestic violence and concluded that more men are needed in the fight against domestic violence. I'm joined now by Executive Director of Shelter SA, Dr. Alice Clark. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Tom.
So how are men vital in the fight to end domestic violence?
Okay, so firstly, people might be thinking, why would Shelter SA be looking at domestic violence? So Shelter SA is the peak body for housing in South Australia. And unfortunately, it is National Homelessness Week. And while we have so many people experiencing homelessness, we must also concern ourselves with that. But domestic violence is one of the leading causes of homelessness for women and children. So we thought it was absolutely vital to bring this group of people together and have a very serious conversation about what we can do better. So the domestic violence sector, as we call it, is made up of a whole range of different services that assist women who are fleeing violent relationships. And that's very important and needed and critical for safety. But the sector is absolutely dominated by women. So the people that came along to our workshop said that having more men talk about domestic violence, join the fight against domestic violence, men speaking to men is a vital part of changing what's going on today.
And so how are those discussions, the men speaking to men, how is that discussion changing, like, the work that's already being done?
Okay, so the majority of the work that is done in South Australia happens after the first or second or subsequent act of physical violence. We know domestic violence can take many forms. It might be, you know, emotional abuse or financial abuse. It's not always physical violence. But most of our programs, services, even legislation and policy in South Australia happens after violence takes place. So a great example of men working with men or young men is what power communities do. Now, they're part of the Port Adelaide Football Club, and two men from power communities came to our workshop. And what they do is go out into schools, into high schools, and talk to young men, not just about violence, but about aggression and respectful relationships. So that is brilliant, because when you think about our footballers, they're you know, almost at hero status, and football is a very blokey sport, I suppose you might say. So to have men from the Port Adelaide Football Club going to talk to young men as role models, as peers, as people that we look up to, is a great example of men talking to men.
So what are the services available for men with apprehended violence orders?
Yeah, so when there's been an intervention order, that means that there's been an act of violence, it's come to the attention of the police and the courts, and it's in the old days was called a restraining order, which is probably something that people might have heard of, to try and legally prevent a man, or usually a man or a perpetrator, from being in the vicinity of their victim. So what our work found was, while there are some services for men, there's not enough to meet the numbers of men that get these intervention orders. So one of the great services that we've been speaking with is called Corner Winmore Yunti, or KWY, because some people find it hard to say that. But KWY is a specific service for Aboriginal people. So it's really one of the only culturally specific services that we've got for domestic violence in South Australia. And look, I wish there was more of these services, because we can't always be working at the crisis end. KWY work with men and now families as well. And what can often happen in their work is that they can keep families together, they can stop the violence from occurring a second or third time, and that is much more preferable than constantly having a sort of shelter system where women have to flee their homes with their children and then don't have anywhere to live. So that's why we're talking about this at this time.
I'm speaking with Dr. Alice Clark about Shelter SA's calls to end domestic violence. Now, we've been discussing tackling this issue of domestic violence before it reaches the crisis end. Do you think there needs to be a shift in Australia's education system about gender equality?
Absolutely. Look, this is an issue I'm very passionate about. And gender equality is at the heart of domestic violence. So, you know, people don't go around thinking about gender equality every day. And that's one of the reasons it's sort of so insidious, because wherever you look, this world, despite some improvements and advances being made by women, is still very male-dominated. So, I mean, in the media, for example, if you look at mainstream media, you'll see male reporters interviewing men. And, of course, there are women, and I'm a woman and you're interviewing me, and that's great. But, you know, in the newspaper or in online news, that world is very heavily dominated by men. And even though there are a lot of men who really embrace equal rights and feminism, we still, unfortunately, live in a world that's heavily dominated by men. And that's perpetuated every day just through, you know, little things when you hear people say, oh, boys will be boys. And another one is that behind every good man, there's a good woman, you know, so the good woman's behind the man, you know, not standing next to them or working with them. And so the way to change people's ideas about gender is absolutely through education, and that was a very strong theme that came from our workshop, is that getting into schools, like Power Communities do, working with children is the key to changing what happens in domestic violence.
So, yeah, you think that tackling this with the youngest of Australians is really the biggest way to change this for future generations?
Absolutely. So, of course, we don't go into schools and talk to little kids about violence and you know, we don't want to upset them. But, you know, little children of even kindergarten age can have quite strongly formed gender views in their minds about, you know, just the clothes that they wear and the toys that they play with. You know, we want little girls to have little dolls and play with makeup and wear dresses. You know, so even these types of things are quite pervasive in society. So what we want to be talking to our children and young people about is respectful relationships and how to communicate well, how to resolve conflict with words, not with lashing out. And that's one of the shames of, I guess, our system in South Australia, is these programs that do go into schools, which are to be commended, don't happen across the state. They cover as much as they can, but more funding so that every single child in South Australia benefits from this sort of education is what we'd like to see.
Now, there was recently a domestic violence workshop in June. What else from that workshop do you think needs to be done to end domestic violence?
Yeah, apart from that, what we've already talked about, the education and the statewide implementation of that sort of education activities, that we'd like every single man who, or perpetrator who receives a restraining order or an intervention order to receive a service to try and put a stop to domestic violence. And we need housing, Tom. our affordable housing so crucial for people experiencing domestic violence that, you know, we just don't have enough public housing anymore to look after everybody that needs a roof over their head. And our rental costs have gone through the roof, you know. So if you're leaving a relationship because of domestic violence and you're single and you only have one income, and if that's a Centrelink income, you're just going to find it impossible to find a place to live. So housing is a really key issue for this area. And as I mentioned, we've only got that one culturally appropriate service in South Australia, and KWI have recently received some federal funding to expand their program, so that's really good. And the last thing is probably that the work that the Port Adelaide Football Club are doing, why aren't other football clubs doing that too? Why aren't soccer clubs and other sports codes, rugby, for example? You hear about so many sports players, rugby players, that are getting into trouble with their girlfriends or in nightclubs and through violence, and you think, come on, you know, let's get all of our sporting heroes and our musical heroes behind the sorts of programs that Port Adelaide are doing, and I think that would make a really big difference.
Dr. Clark, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Dr. Alice Clark, speaking with me about Shelter SA's calls for more men to end domestic violence.